Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Nolly, motherfucking
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't find you when I was broke. Let me remind you, nigga, when I was broke, I couldn't find you. When I was broke, I couldn't find you. Oh, you forgot? Well, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, I couldn't find you. When I was broke, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, I couldn't find you. Oh, you forgot? Well, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, nigga. When I was broke, nigga. When I was broke, nigga. I couldn't find you. Bitch on the bone, kaboom. You know your bitch gon' choose. I'm drippin' the separate shoes. My big bag called a Sailor Moon. In the city, I'm the man now. Money poppin' rubber bands now. Disrespect in his man down. Blue bank, keep my fair around. All this water drippin' on my neck. No flow shit, bitches, BVS. Trouble counter, got them bitches next. Who are you, nigga, what you reference? All the baby trot shit, only 876. Niggas can't clone me. Fuck a whole scene about nothing. Don't shit move but the money. When I was broke, I couldn't find you. Oh, you forgot? Well, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, I couldn't find you. When I was broke, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, I couldn't find you. Oh, you forgot? Well, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, nigga. When I was broke. I couldn't find you.
Remember when I was broke? Nigga came back up like a vertebrae. When I was broke, nigga say they never, ever, ever heard of me. Bad bitch on the left wouldn't even come over and fuck with me. Now she all on a nigga dick like she always been sucking it. When I was broke, people looked up, had no hope. Had to hit the block, chop it up, sell dope. Clientele came back, got so. When I was broke, had to grind up to get the money.
When I was broke, I couldn't find you. Oh, you forgot? Well, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, I couldn't find you. When I was broke, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, I couldn't find you. Oh, you forgot? Well, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, nigga. When I was broke.
Seem kinda hard, but I never let down. You bitches is funny. Now you come around, cause I'm getting checked now. When niggas, they blunted. Was smoking on mid, but now it's that loud pack. Was tripping for smoke. Now I be that one that they ask where that loud at. Bet when a nigga ain't had shit. Looking for those who post up and round. Until they all vanish. I look up, nowhere to be found. A nigga get fatty now. I see why these niggas be all in my business. Bitch, you wasn't around when shit went down, so tell me, why is you tripping?
When I was broke. I couldn't find you. Oh, you forgot? Well, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, I couldn't find you. When I was broke, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, I couldn't find you. Oh, you forgot? Well, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke.
My pocket's straight and I'm telling you, what you want to drink, that's on deck. The rock boy on Hennessy,
not trying to flex. Turn up, having a good time, and I'm trying to see what this girl about. Your good girl freak on the low, and I'm trying to find out like right now. Lick a speak when you a freak, 9 out of 10, you can't hold it in. No, am I sorry, I'm being rude, I'm school to see where do I begin. Clean the girls up in this club, but you the one my eyes on. Real talk, I ain't playing games tonight, I wanna take you home. I'm digging you when you digging me, you want it bad as I do. Your friends telling me now, but we both know the truth, girl.
I don't need a name, I don't need a number. Only thing I want, girl, for you to come on over.
Dirty thoughts run through my head, she gotta leave that quick.
Come on.
She said, yeah, why not? I can use that nightcap. We both drunk, little bitch, you know. Hell yeah, I'm tryna hit that. Get to the crib, I'm going straight for it. No time to beat around the bush, get foreplay and ask a question. I'm tryna see how that bitch looks. Draw down, I smell water.
Yep.
No hair, that ball. Stomach flat, that back. Hell yeah, turn on. I slide in, that thing warm. Small, but I'm a deep stroker. I've been drinking like all night. I bust me. Keep going, one round, two round, three rounds, and four. 10 in the morning, she's waking up and I'm freaking her some more. Pulling hair, smacking, I do that like a freak should.
Yo,
you know your boy Stuart Freak, and I'm a pro and I lay that wood. Cocky and I'm confident. Hell yeah, I feel like the man. It's Friday, about to get fresh, they turn up and do
the game. I don't need a name, I don't need a number. Only thing I want, girl, for you to come on over.
What's up, everybody? You tuned in to Get You One Radio. It's your girl, it's Get You One, and my co-host, Mr. Get You One. What's up? Live right here, Get You One Radio. What's going on, Mr. Get You One?
Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your boy, the dog man, Mr. Get You One. How you doing? How was our meeting tonight, man? I really enjoyed it, man.
Yeah. You chipping on this one.
Voorhees College. We had a meeting tonight, y'all. For those who don't know, we had a meeting tonight with the president of Voorhees College. We're trying to, you know, expand. You know, it's all about the youth. So, you know, we're trying to expand, get these kids more involved in the magazine and the movement and what all we got going on. It was a great meeting. Had a good time. I'm tripping off nobody. What you talking about?
All right, well, okay.
We
have an exciting night tonight. We had 3 interviews. We had Young Doza, which just got signed to Sony. We got your girl, Brown Sugar, comedian from Columbia.
Brown Sugar,
right? 3-6 Mafia's own, and I might be saying it wrong, it might be Mac, it's
okay.
MC Mac. So,
okay.
You have an exciting show. You know, first up, you know, for those just tuning in, voting is still going on for the 2016 Get You One Awards. Log on to www.getyouone.com and place your vote for the various categories. Also, if you have Comcast, our TV show is on demand as of today. All you got to do, and I found out there's 2 different ways to do it. If you have the old box, I guess I have an old box, you click on Channel 0, which will take you to On Demand. You'll click on Go Local. You'll click on the Get You One tab, and then you'll click on Friends. It's called Friends now, but they got to change it to What About Your Friends, but Friends is our show for right now, I guess. If you have a new Affinity box, go to channel 888, click Go Local, click Get You One, and watch the show. And again, you know, if y'all tune in, a lot of y'all grinders that do tune into the show, you know, we want you to watch the show every day, to October 31st, 2 times a day, 4 times a day. Stop it, go back and watch it again. You know, this is how we get our numbers, this is how we get our advertisers, this is how we get our money, and, you know, support what we have going on, man. I mean, we got a talented cast of people. And, you know, and the thing is, you don't got to pay nothing. All you got to do is turn your TV on. So it's not like we asking you, you know, every time you watch it, you pay $5. It's free. If you are, you already paying your cable bill, so just tune in for the show. Also, anybody out there, we are looking for sponsors for the Geechee One Awards. We're looking for sponsors for the magazine. We're looking for sponsors for the TV show. You can have your logo, you can, you know, put your flyers, with your promotion, with your brand. Like, there's so much that you can do. I also, you know, anybody out there, you know, needing some promotional assistance or advice, you can also hit me up too at 843-879-8352. I do have a degree in public relations, so I can help you with that if you need. Mr. Hilton, any news?
Nah, I mean, you said it all. You know, yeah, y'all, like she was saying, the TV show, definitely watch the show. It's on Comcast. You can go and tune into it right now while you're listening to the radio show. You can also watch our show. It's not like we just throw some people together. We've had many professional critics that have talked about our show, and they're telling us that we have a lot of hungry people out here, actors and actresses. Shout out to all y'all who are in the show that are really trying to do something. We're not putting nothing together. You know, we went through film crews, we went through et cetera. We're evaluating people as we go further, and we're critiquing ourselves to make sure we're putting out the best product for y'all to watch. So it's not something we're just doing. I mean, it's something that we are doing. And we're trying to do it for us, man. I mean, the more y'all support us, the more we can do in Charleston for each other. I mean, there's so much stuff we can do for each other, man. We've got to start supporting each other. I just love
right,
it, man.
I'm going to play a song real quick. We'll be right back. It's that Dippin' Sauce by your girl, Cece, which will be performing at the 2016 Geechee One Awards going down November the 12th.
Dripping Sauce.
I go by the name Giovanni, right? Giovanni. And I just signed this new artist to my label. She go by the name Cece. Crank up.
Now watch me crank up my dance. Dip low and bang. Lean back and slap. Scrank it up and dab. Hey.
Now watch me crank up my dance. Dip low and bang.
I told y'all. I think I got one right here, baby.
You got one, baby.
I think I found the new sensation. CC, how you do that dance again?
Now watch me crank up my dance. Dip low and bang. Lean back and slap. Bring it up and dab.
I sleep when I'm dead, nigga. Put it back to the bread, nigga.
just for the low. My money right and we don't run up in your fucking dope. You got beef, let that nigga know. Shout out to my shooters, came home about a week ago. I only fuck with shooters now.
Alright, we back. You two on Radio Instagram with Get You One. That right there was Shooters by Black Hollywood. As requested, yep. Right here on Get You One Radio. And again,
I'm she always forgetting about me. She always forgetting about me.
No, I'm about to save my calls.
No, Mr.
I
Get You One always here. We always here. Hey, yo, I'm crunk tonight, man. I'm watching Empire, man. I'm crunk tonight, man. I get to see some of my Empire.
Yeah, right. I watch Empire. I get to watch Empire. So
you ain't watch none of it. You ain't
catch
none.
I know, because when I had to got back from there, I had to get my kids, yell at them, scream at them. They get in the car. I had to go drop them off. I just finished dropping them off. I'm about to get to my house now. I'm driving.
Well,
I didn't get to see
this time. The episode was more of. It was a setup episode anyway. Like it was setting up for next week. You know what I'm saying? Like every scene was a setup for next week. It wasn't actually, you know, like a scene. You know, like nothing real big happened today. You know?
I got you.
Anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Except,
I can't catch it. I can't catch it on demand, which I do have, which also has our TV show on right now on demand.
Get the plug in.
Again, if you support and you have something to promote, $25 will not kill your pocket. $25, because Comcast has 200,000 households. That's potentially 200,000 households that can potentially see your $25 ad in our show. So you can spend $25. I mean, seriously. Just like we learned tonight. He was saying some stuff tonight, the new president of Voorhees College, about money.
You see me,
he was like, you know, people just want to spend $10 and then they think they done did all this.
You need
to do more than that. I do get it. I do 100% understand how some people don't want other people to get on. I get that. But in order for me to support you, like you want to be supported, I got to make money too. And if I'm giving you something that you feel worth it, the one that supported, so that we can stack our money, we get our money, we stack our money. I mean, and eventually, no offense to anybody, that's sort of how the white people do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
like you said, he was making a valid point. I mean, that was a great point he was talking about. I mean, like he said, you know, we do all this, everything we do, you know, we do for the people. And, I mean, every year, everyone wants more. We want more. We all want more. I mean, it's natural that you're supposed to want more. But like you say, you can't always want more if you always want steak, but you spend the McDonald's money. You feel me? And that was a perfect example when he said that. I mean, you spend the McDonald's money, but you want steak every time. You know what I'm saying? You can't always get steak every time you spend the McDonald's money. You know, you got to support those who support y'all. That's why I try to tell y'all, you know, like you know, we people always talk about how redundant we are at times, but you know, it's not us, it's the people. We're like, yo, man, that man, he always got an ad in the magazine. That's because he supports the magazine. He pays his money to put an ad in the magazine. You know, I mean, it's just there's so much going on, man. Y'all support us, y'all. We support y'all. Support us. Spend that bread. We need money. You know, it takes money to make money, you know?
Everybody needs money. And we do have our interview online, but I wanted to say this too. Like, you were just saying, like, people to spend that $10, they come to, you know, that $10 ticket and they did something big. Yeah, you did support. you did support with the $10 ticket, so it's not like you didn't support, but it just takes more than just that. And then you want circus clowns, you want holograms, you want famous people. All that is $10. $10 ain't nothing. $10 should be a donation. But we do have our first interviewee, Ms. Brownshoes. Are you there?
Yeah. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Ms. Brown Sugar.
Hey, what's going on this evening? I hear y'all fired up.
Yeah, man, we fired up, man. You know Empire. Empire's just going off. You got to be fired up.
Hold on one second. We do got one of our interviewees on the line. One of our hosts. Muggerman checking in.
Checking in, microphone check, 1, 2.
Fired. Well, we're about to jump into this first interview. We already got Ms. Brown Sugar. She's a comedian for Columbia, you know, doing her. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Brown Sugar, a.k.a. Toby, with my name. And I've been doing comedy like my whole life, but now I have started to do it professionally for the past year and a half. I am based out of Columbia. So, you know, I travel. I'm willing to come anywhere and do my comedy, but you can catch me every week here at a local show in Columbia. But I am coming up. I have a show coming up in Winnsboro, South Carolina, on the 8th at 8 p.m. Come check me out, and then I'll be in Charlotte at the Comedy Zone at 11. Come check me out up there, too.
So what actually got you into wanting to be a comedian?
Actually, I guess being able to act a fool and get paid to do it and people like it is the number one thing, but joy of laughter is what really makes me want to get into comedy, you know, and then the fact that it's a real job now, you know, it didn't used to be a job before, so now that it's a job, you know, why not?
So, was it a natural thing, you know? I mean, not to try to take over your interview. But I was told by my mom and daddy, especially my daddy, and a couple of people, a lot of people tell me that I should be a comedian. Like, were you told that younger, at a younger age or growing up, that, damn, you funny, man, you should be a comedian, you should try that?
No.
No.
I was not told that. Actually, to be honest, I was told that I should be a model, or I'm not your basic comedian. I'm not what you would think, I guess, or, you know, when you look up a comedian or what normal comedians look like. No, my thing was, oh, you should be a model, you know, or you should be married to someone to take care of you. Nah, why can't I just talk shit and be pretty doing it? You feel me? So, no, they didn't tell me that.
So you look good.
You're around me. You're here to funny. You know what I'm saying? But funny, you know, being funny and people telling you that, oh, you should be a comedian is totally different than being a comedian. It takes a lot to get up there on that stage and form what you think is funny into a joke to people to receive, you know, the same funny. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean to cut you off, but somebody wants to know. Somebody, I guess, from, you know, online is asking, can you say a couple jokes? They want to know how funny you are, I guess.
I mean, do when I see you out, do I ask you to flip Burger King burgers for me right then and be like, oh, show me that you work at Burger King, my man work at Burger King. No, I don't do that to people. But everybody wants somebody to throw them a joke right then. You know, you the joke. You know what I'm saying? Listen, Joseph, I'm going to just start walking around with a mirror. You feel me? I'm going to walk around with a mirror and hold it up. Tell me a joke. Bow. Here's the joke. Can I keep moving? That's what I'm about to start doing.
Yo,
hey,
she funny. That was funny. Yo, she funny, because I laughed at that.
Well, thank you.
That wasn't funny to y'all. That was funny to me, because I would do the same damn thing. I was about to tell you a joke.
Like,
you tell me a joke, nigga.
You walk around shaking back.
You know?
I could tell a joke. If you want me to tell a joke, sure. I'll tell a joke. But nowadays, comedy has grown and it has evolved to, you can't just tell jokes anymore. You have to, you know, tell me something funny in my day, because my day is so, you know, excuse my French, fucked up. to where I need some laughter so I don't go strangle these kids, you know, and get that the cash and that life insurance policy on my wife today. You feel me? So, you know, I need these jokes. You feel what I'm saying? So it's different now than it was before just telling a joke. But if you want me to set up a joke, sure, I'll set up a joke for you.
Yeah, because, I mean, you say you pretty as a motherfucker and ain't nobody can see you through the phone. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
okay, well, you know. Okay, so I just recently did a show, and I had an all-white audience, you know, and one of the jokes that I like to talk about is, you know, I started to try to broaden my horizons. You know, and, you know, date men outside of my race. But every time I think about dating a white man, something crossed my mind. You know, it's CSI. You know, Law and Order. You know, now you done cut the bitch head off. You know, now I got glass in my eye. You feel me? Now he done stuck the body under the bed. You understand what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. So that's one of my jokes. Is that's okay. That's okay joke. You know, if you need me a black joke, okay, how about female, waist trainer? You understand? Stop wearing them waist trainers with that crease. That man know you got that crease, got that waist trainer on. You can't breathe, holding that fart, about to die.
Hey, yo, why y'all ain't laughing, man? She funny, man. Yo, y'all off the chain. Hey, man, you got a hard audience tonight,
Mother.
Man.
Mother, you laughing?
Yeah, that shit ain't different, funny.
Yo, come on.
Also, so they said my jokes wasn't funny?
Nah, damn what they said.
You said it was funny. They laughing. All right, so
maybe that's
responding
to me. You know, y'all down there in Charleston, y'all might not have understood me. Y'all the only people in South Carolina speak your own language. Can't nobody know what the hell y'all talking about. Maybe that's why. You know, maybe that's why. Maybe I need to get me a geeky to stand beside me and translate. Then y'all would have got the joke. It would have been funny then. You know, y'all say wait, and we talk about where. Y'all talk about wait. Talk about wait. What's a wait? Don't get me on the beaches down. I can't wait to get down there with y'all. Y'all the only two black people left on the planet the same color. I ain't never seen that in my life. Everybody the same shade of black. You can't even get mad about racism down there. I'm talking about everybody the same shade. Black. With goals. Can't wait to see y'all. Love my brothers. I love y'all down there. I love y'all.
I know that's right. Hey, you off the chain, man. You tripping. She said y'all can't even get mad about race down there. All y'all
same.
Joke. The police see them all the same, though. All y'all looking like the light skin, the black, the dark skin, all of them. You black.
Right.
Exactly. Got to be scared of them. You know, you can't say police out loud. They might just pop up. Then we got to put our hands up. They just mysteriously pop up. Police like hell. Gypsies. They like, they appear out of nowhere. ID, you be like, what? Where did you come from? Oh my God, pow, now we dead. We can't talk about them. You can't say that out loud. That's like saying Candyman in the mirror. You can't say police three times, or they will pop up on your ass. Can't do that.
Hell no. Them boy just killed somebody else.
And that's a terrible thing, that we living in an era that we have to make jokes about the seriousness of what's going on. You feel me? That's crazy.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's crazy, man. I mean, I was telling somebody today, I was making a joke. I said, shit, it seems like the more we motherfucking talk about this shit, the more they're killing motherfuckers. I mean, it's getting worse every day.
Yeah.
Fuck,
it's getting reckless. You know, they said black men was an endangered species, but they wasn't lying. I mean, boy, they trying to make that statement so true.
Hell
and
yeah,
I feel like I need to walk around to every black man I see. I need to just start grabbing your hands. Walk behind me, sir. Just walk behind me. Just walk behind me. For real. It's getting that serious.
Why did I walk behind you? Because the police will shoot you, too. They shoot women, too, now.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll shoot me, but at least I can give them a little stop. They, you know, the black man can run a little faster than I can. I'm going to let him go. Let him go ahead on, go run. Then he might be able to get the rest of the village and come back, and we might be able to do something about it. That's what we ain't understood yet. We still ain't understood that yet.
I know that's right. Hey,
black
that
woman
was deep.
Come
you hear
together
me?
Too. Yeah.
That was deep, sister.
Yeah.
That was deep,
gotta,
girl.
Yeah, you got to go deep sometimes.
Felicia, she needed applause on that one, but oh my God, I wish you could have given her applause. Woo!
Okay, I just have to, I have to pull it up. Real
that
quick, Brown Sugar, how did you get the name Brown Sugar?
Oh, wow. I got the name Brown Sugar because I originally am a Stramedian, the first ever known Stramedian on the planet. You know, a stripper now comedian. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
Stripper while doing jokes.
Yes, honey. Yes, that paid the bills. You know, this job don't pay the bills yet. When it start paying the bills, you know, I'm going to let it go.
Right.
But you know,
right.
yeah. But I get more. I'm getting more and more work. So y'all need to get me more work out there. Get me more work. Book me. Give me shows. You feel me? So I can blow
yes.
up.
Yes. Well,
real quick, anybody listening, if y'all have a question, comment, or feedback for Miss Brown Sugar, please press 1, and we can put you live right here on Geechee One Radio. Because we do got people listening. We do got people tuned in. If you're supposed to be a co-host, or if you're supposed to have an interview, you need to press 1, too. Because I don't know you're there if you don't press 1.
Yeah.
But as of right now, we do have Miss Brown Sugar. If you want to know what she looks like, you go on my page. I do have a photo of her. And, you know, she's from Colombia.
Wow. I hope it's a good photo.
Hey, it's Felicia.
Yeah.
Felicia.
Huh?
This is a different young lady than the stuff you had sent me.
No, that's the same young lady.
The same, yeah.
That's right. I'm Brown Sugar,
okay.
Man.
Okay. Well, Brown Sugar.
Yes.
I checked out one of your shows. I don't know which one you sent us. But I checked out one of your shows and you were pretty good. You're awesome.
You.
Yeah,
thank
I really
thank
you. Yeah, I really think you need to keep doing what you're doing. And now I see why you say strip comedian, you know what I'm saying? You know
Yay.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you definitely got the sex appeal to go with the show. So you know you can definitely take that and market it and take it somewhere. Yeah, I like that.
Well, hopefully yeah. Someone see me, get me out of there. You know, I need to be Kevin Hart's big tall sister. You feel me?
Right.
The tall sister. The funny one. Get me out there.
How tall are you?
Let me see. With or without heels? Let me see. With heels on, I'm probably like 6'2". So without heels, I'm 5'7.5".
Oh, okay.
And how big are your feet?
Girl. Uh-oh. DC, put the big foot. Don't be mad. You sound like you got little feet. You sound like if you stand up too long, you like sit there.
I got big feet too. So how big are your feet?
Okay, good. I wear a 10, honey, girl. I wear a 10. If you get past a 10, you a man. If you wear a new heel. I mean, don't be mad. But I wear a true 10. That's like the borderline. If you see a girl in the aisle with you and she down there about 11.5, you got to question her. Is she really a female? Ain't no way in the world her feet that big.
Felice, let's get you one. You running out.
I have some more questions for the young lady. That's, you know. All right. So, Miss Brown Sugar, comedian for Columbia. Now, so, I know you already mentioned a couple shows that you have. How long are your shows normally? Do you have like 30-minute shows? How long do you actually do your thing?
30 minutes.
Right now, normally they're like 15 to 20 minutes. It'll be a 30-minute show coming up on the 8th. From now on, it'll probably just be 30-minute shows. You know how you work your way up. So now I'm talking
like
to y'all for 30 minutes. I got to make you laugh for 30 minutes, man.
That's a long time.
You ever had like a dog cry where they just like you saying jokes and they're
yes.
just looking at you like, come on.
Yes, I definitely have had that moment. Like, you know, we had a show and it was in Aiken, actually, South Carolina. And I had been to the bar maybe 2 times before, the sports bar, and they had comedy night. And it was a normal crowd, you know, young, between the ages of, you know, 27 and like 37, nice crowd or whatever, drinking crowd. But this particular night, they didn't tell us that they were having a birthday party for a deacon of the church who was turning 70 years old. Now, I was kind of thrown off because the deacon actually happened to have a full bar, free. Top shelf. I'm talking about they in there getting twisted. I mean, he got shrimps and steaks, full buffet. He got five cakes. And I'm supposed to tell him jokes. I don't know what to say to this old man. All I know is when he sit down, I can see his socks, benders. That's a mighty granddaddy. What am I supposed to say to him? Like, yeah.
So what you did was very quiet. What you did was turn on some Pastor Troy, pop that pussy baby shit. Okay, I'm joking.
Yeah, no, like I was trying. I didn't know what angle to go with it. It was just really the first comedian before me bombed. The second comedian bombed. I bombed. It was just like a bad show, you know. We got paid, so, you know, it was what it was. But yeah,
wow.
It was pretty bad.
So were they expecting Christian comedy? I mean, Christian comedians? I mean...
I think that's what they were expecting. And, you know, I mean, not that I can't say clean jokes. It's, you know, I definitely can do clean comedy. But if you're not prepared for that and you done told me it's an open bar and I done sat there and got fucked up for about an hour.
I'm about to go in.
You understand me? You can't put me in front of deacons like that.
You know, I'm about to go in on his ass. What the fuck you in these suspenders for?
Yo. Gotta repent after this. I'm going to hell. Y'all done sent me to hell. Jesus in the back to deliver me the devil himself personally for going in on a deacon like that. No, can't do that. So, yeah.
If you had played that Pastor Troy, pop that pussy baby. And they would all started getting up throwing ones. It would have been a party. I'm telling you.
Girl, you know what?
You live down the street with me on Hale Boulevard. I understand. Okay. Right down the street. I see her when I pass to go to the park. I'm telling you. Ain't no way.
Hey, but we make money, though. We got that money, though, from you popping that pussy, baby, on the pool. We made our money, though.
All right.
Look,
my God.
You know what? She went to church on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Sunday all day. I'm telling you. Oh my goodness.
All right. So, Ms. Brown Sugar, for those out there tuned in, how can they get in contact with you?
You can check me out on Facebook, Toby Thomas. That's Toby with an I because I'm a girl. Toby Thomas, Facebook, Instagram, the one Miss Brown Sugar, that's T-H-E, because I'm in South Carolina. I'm sorry. I ain't mean to say the other word. See, look at y'all. Got me messing up, showing my real self. Anyway, you can get me on Instagram, T-H-E, number one, MissBrownSuga. Pretty much how you can find me.
All right, again, anybody tuned in? If you got a question, comment, or feedback, we do have people tuned in. Thank y'all. I guess they just listening. I do have one question. I think this from online, but it's a stupid question, but I'll ask it anyway. They ask, are you scared of clowns?
Oh, shit. Daniel threw a question.
I'm scared of clowns. I will fuck a clown up. I'm not afraid of him. He confuses me because... I can't understand anyone who want to paint their face with a smile for that damn long. Like, I mean, you know, with everything going on in the world, I need to paint a frown sometime. Now, if you had a flexible clown that he could paint a frown or a smile or straight face, you know, we got some that walk around on the streets. They paint their eyebrows all different type of ways. Now, those is clowns that I'm really afraid of. You know, the ones with the lace fronts, those clowns. Now, if you're talking about those clowns, I'm scared of those clowns.
Yeah, I'm scared of them clowns, too.
I'm scared of them clowns. Those are the ones they paint their face with. Those is the mysterious, the night fighter clowns. Who let the night fighters out? Makeup did. You know, before makeup, they knew they couldn't come outside. But now, yeah, they let the clowns outside in the daytime. Now, they got clown makeup. And... lace front eyebrows and Malaysian weave.
Jackie number 7 and
who you are today?
Oh, I'm Betty.
Thomasina.
You went to sleep to Betty and woke up to Ben. That's who you woke up to.
No, hey.
Right.
Hey, since we are having that conversation, since you said that, have you ever had a moment where you, I guess, had a friend and she turned into somebody else the next morning?
Yo.
I got friends that turn into different people right in front of my eyes in a dressing room, baby. They come in looking one way and go out looking another way. They do it right there in front of my face. I can't believe it. I'd be mystified. These men, honey, when I tell you they selling dreams, definitely. It's some women that work on regular jobs. I just hate. You see, they suing these women out here these days. They suing them. They suing them because they wear this makeup that's so fabulous, make them look like Beyonce when they be out in the streets. And then they have to take a bath in the midst of the shower set in.
And you find out the dark skin. Old girl with red bone all day. Then she went and wiped her face and cried a little bit. Now she a dark skin chick. Well, what do you say to that? What do you say to her, Isaac?
What did I say to her? Yo, first of all, Isaac is 35 years old, so he's smarter than it. You know what I'm saying? It'll never in a day.
Hold on, you can't excuse this because it's a new phenomenon going on with these men who used to be bald and now they have perfect box going on their hair. They got afros and they have all type of wonderful hairdos going on, the curly look. They look, you know, like, I don't know, what was the Mexican? Suave? Yeah.
Rico,
like,
Suave. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that? These men getting these toupees that's glued down like lace front. I feel like I got to start running my hand through all the men's hair. Have you seen that on Facebook now?
Yo, I've seen a little bit of everything, man. It's crazy.
Hold up. So men are getting fake lace fronts?
Yes, you gotta Google it right now. Like, they're getting fake hair. Like Steve Harvey, he finally let it go. You know, he just finally stopped getting his hair done, stopped going to the beauty parlor. Said he's gonna start going to the barbershop nowadays, you know. Yeah, so you need to check that out and watch these men. Make them get in the shower with you now. You know how men used to do us when we start getting real big? They used to be like, yeah, make the bitch get in the shower. Yeah, make these men get in the shower and wash their hair in front of you nowadays. You got to watch them, honey. They slick.
Hold up. I lost you a little bit. You were saying they're having the females get in the shower because they were big?
No, they used to make the women get in the shower to see if their hair was real. This was back in the day when weave was, like, really big. So now you have to do the same for the men.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get in the shower and you got to wash their hair for them to see if that toupee lift up on the edge. Be careful. All
right.
Lady.
Well, what's your opinion on the debate?
Oh, my God.
On Hillary and Donald Trump?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, like, you can't trust anyone who never listens and cuts everyone off who's talking to them. Like, the whole debate, he cut her off the whole time. Okay, so, number one, I don't like that. Number two, I can't really deal with anyone who has a comb over. I feel like you're hiding something. I just feel like I can't touch you, you know. And number three, they both really be saying the same thing, but just different ways. He's just an idiot, and she's just more refined with her idiotism. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you really know the history of Hillary Clinton, it's not as squeaky clean as they appear it to be. I mean, you just have a bag of shit and a pile of shit.
really, to be honest, if you want to know my opinion, I shouldn't be talking about politics, religion, and abortions. I guess that's what you shouldn't talk about. But, you know, she is the reason of why, you know, we have a lot of, what is it called? What did her and Clinton do? Racial profiling. That was their big thing. And the jails were, you know, that was a big expansion in their career, was locking us up at that time. You know, the war on drugs really didn't stop with Reagan. It really was at the peak with the Clintons, but a lot of people don't want to talk about that. You know, so I really don't have, like, to really talk about her. Then him, on the other hand, what is there to say? So.
Nothing. Shit.
So they're debating about something that they're debating about something they're not going to deal with. They have nothing to do with. And they really are not even responsible for, because at the end of the day, they're not talking about that. The whole Senate and everybody, all the representatives were up for, you know, election. So that's who you really should be worrying about, because they are who put, you know, the president in office. They just want to sweep over that. You know, they want to put corruption up and the rest of the things up in the news so that we don't pay attention to that. So that's what's really important to me, is who puts these people in an office. And these people speak for us, and they don't even want us to know that it's time to elect them people. You understand what I'm saying? I better be quiet.
So
how do you feel about the new law they have where you can, I guess, not be hired because you have dreads?
I mean, well, why is anyone amazed about all these laws that they be coming up with? I mean, everything, the whole dynamic, the whole system is to prevent us from being ourselves and excelling. So, I mean, why would I be amazed that they wouldn't want that? I mean, it ain't the first time that they did that. You know, they made it so that in order for you, a brother to get a job, he had to convert and cut his hair off. You know, this had started, what, in the 70s? Had the fro down in the, you know, 60s and the 70s. So this is just repetition, something else that they can throw at us to get us distracted of what's going on. Why would you be amazed?
Isaac, did you have a question for the Sprouse team tonight?
Oh, no, I said all my questions. I really enjoyed the conversation. I'm enjoying the conversation, so I'm good. As long as she's talking, I'm good.
Well, that's what says, I really appreciate the interview and the conversation, y'all. So much love. I can't wait. When y'all gonna get me down there? I need to come down there and, you know, tell y'all some funnies. Y'all get me down there to a comedy house and shows. Get them to book me, and we can continue the relationship.
I think we're talking about something. Monkey Man, did you have a question from this Brown Sugar tonight?
No, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, just listening, checking them out. You know what I'm saying? Everything good. Sure, you know what I'm saying? She's fine, so shit. Good luck to you. You know what I'm saying? Much success in the future. You already know.
That's what's up. Much success to you, yo. Thank you for everything.
Ms. Brashuk, have you been to college? You have have you been to college?
Yeah, I went to school. I was in the military. I tried that lifestyle. Wasn't too much for me. Didn't really like it too much. Did you go to college? Did you like it?
Yes, I did go to college. I have 3 college degrees. I liked it.
I was more hands-on. I think I had more fun in the field, in the military, than I did in the classroom. So.
Word. All right, we wrap up this interview. Any last questions, comments, or feedback? I do have people tuned in. Anybody got something to say? Everybody just listening,
yeah,
which is cool.
To Miss Brown Sugar, you say Columbia, right?
On Columbia, in the Met.
Okay, well, you make sure you have the whole Metro down here to win awards November 12th. You know, the Met is always invited. A lot of people from the Met do come down, but, you know, make sure you bring you and yours and your fan base and everybody come down to the award show. We all gonna party and have a good time, you know?
November 12th.
Definitely. Thank you for having me for your show. And I'm definitely, definitely going to bring my fan base so we can turn up. Y'all do have a good time. If y'all don't do nothing else down there, y'all have a good time.
Word.
Shoot, Stella, she about to get it. But again, for those who just tuning in, because we do have some new callers, and you know, anybody want to talk, get on here. If you got a question, press 1. Again, I know you already said it, but I'm going to ask again. Let everybody know where they can catch your videos. They can check you out at right here, right now.
Well, you can catch me, like I said, I will be next week Monday at the Brooklyn Tavern that's in West Columbia. And Wednesday I'll be at the Hookah Spot that's in Little Five Point in Columbia also. But on the 8th, I have a show in Winsboro, South Carolina. Check me out there. And then in Charlotte, I'll be there on the 8th at the Comedy Zone. So you can come see me. And I'll be having DVDs at each one of these shows that you can buy. Check me out.
How much are your DVDs?
I don't know yet. No one's told me a price. I guess that's the mystery of being an artist. I have no idea. So be prepared. I'm not going to rape y'all. Don't worry about it.
So they bring $5, and it's $10, and you can still sell it?
No. Nope.
See, they said $10 earlier, so $10 is a great, wonderful price.
Yeah, we can't do it for $5, man.
Yeah, but $10 is a decent price, though. You know, it's work you put into stuff. And yes, $10 is love,
right.
I feel like.
Yeah, right.
So show your sister some love. How about this for $9.99?
Word. And again, we thank you for coming on the show. We're going to check you out. We hope you'll be down here in the beautiful land of Charleston, right here with us, probably around to get you on awards time, November 11th, November 12th, doing your thing. Miss.
Yeah, thank you. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Miss Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
Something on YouTube.
I'm about to be putting some stuff on YouTube, so look out for that real soon. Within the next week, I'll have some stuff up there on YouTube where you can check me out and be doing a whole page dedicated to the stuff I'm in. I'm kind of like, you know, illiterate when it comes to this technology. I've been in the trap for so long, trapping. You know, I got a lot
Right. Yeah, yeah, man, because I got people hitting my phone saying that they want to see you right now. So. If you have something
look,
on YouTube that you
I'm going to put some up there by the first thing in the morning. So I definitely have something. If it ain't but one or two things up there by in the morning. If my manager, I know he's listening, you need to get on it. I want to shout out to Jerry Favor. That's my manager, Free. So yeah. Shout out to Ben Freezy.
All right.
He need to get on his job. Tell him to put some stuff on YouTube. He need to get on his job.
Yeah, I put some stuff on YouTube, man. They're trying to see her. They want to see her on YouTube right now. All right.
All right, well, thank you again. And we look forward to working with you in the future.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too, babe. I'm going to play a song real quick. We'll be right back. That's your girl, Homie, by Shady the Rapper.
What up,
girl?
They did
they
what?
Did what?
No.
No.
Stop it, cuz. Okay, then. Bet. We're going to handle that. Hell yeah. HD Vision, nigga.
In the street, grinding hard. Why they hanging on? Friends turning into folks. Damn, not my own. I had to get it on my own. Nigga, by my loan. I had to get it on my own. Nigga, by my loan. In the street, grinding hard. Why they hating on me? Friends turning into folks. Damn, not my homie. I had to get it on my own. Nigga, by my loan. I had to get it on my own. Nigga, by my loan. I had to get it on my own. Nigga, by my loan. I had to tell the devil, nigga, back up on me. Ain't got no friends to pussy niggas, pillow talking. Trying to walk off in my shoe, a nigga get to walking. If you fucking with who kid, a nigga do no talking. You pull the pistol out, the witness do no talking. Yeah, I'm space die, that dank and lemonade. Middle finger to your haters, I'm a renegade. Drink some hate of rain, you thirsty nigga. I put my hater blockers on and count my money, nigga. Let's shout it so seductive, guaranteed to get her. In my kitchen. then they some snitch. Bitches telling on you, then they some snitch. The 45 will leave you, motherfucker, body twitching. That 45 will leave you. In the street, grinding hard, why they hating on me? Friends turning into folks, damn, not my own. I had to get it on my own, nigga, from my lungs. I had to get it on my own, nigga, from my lungs. In the street, grinding hard, why they hating on me? Friends turning into folks, damn, not my homie. I had to get it on my own, nigga, by my lungs. I had to get it on my own, nigga, by my lungs. Get it.
Alright, alright, get you on radio. We do have another special guest real quick. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah. This is MC Mac for Life, the Underbound Supreme V, representing Kamikaze, Memphis Inbound. What it do?
Word. And how do they pronounce your name?
Come again?
How do they pronounce your stage name?
MC Mac.
Okay, because so it's MC
for
Mac.
For like the Underball Supreme Being, underline all capital letters, goddamn.
Wow. All right. For those out there who don't know you, could you tell everybody a little bit about yourself real quick?
Yeah, MC Mac, camp and all that good stuff. You know, representing this Memphis music and pushing this Kamikaze movement, you know.
Right. And now, are you with 3-6 Mafia?
A lot of the earlier stuff like Mystic Styles and, you know, Project Pass albums and Gangsta Booze and even Endo G's and Skinny Pimps and, you know, yeah. Anybody from Memphis, I'm just not done something with.
Right. Well, I'm going to play a song real quick. I got the Informant by your boy. I'm going to play that real quick.
Just say it. Away from me. Get the fuck away from me.
Wanna set me up, nigga, you a snitch. Tryna be ski, I'm everything you wanna be.
get the fuck away from me.
Tryna find a be a clone to be a man. Everything you wanna be. Informer ass bitch and niggas. Get the fuck away from me.
Away from me. Earth 48. Need a phone. Away from me. Ready to stay. Need a phone.
Tryna be a clone to be a man. Everything you wanna be. Informer ass bitch and niggas. Get the fuck away from me.
Away from me. Mike got a whack. Need a phone.
Alright, you tune in, get you on radio, she grabbed with E21. I'm still here with E21. And we're in a live interview with MC Mac. We right there just played one of his hot tracks called Informant. And if you didn't hear about it, I don't know what he just said. MC Mac, you there?
Yeah. My bad. I'm fucked here with you.
Alright, we just played Informant. I mean, I got what it was about. I know Isaac got what it was about. But for those who didn't, can you tell everybody what made you come up with the song?
Okay, first off, it was me and two from the president and the underboss, John. It was inspired, man, by these snitches. You know what I'm saying? These fellow informant ass niggas out here. These niggas, you know, everywhere. And just talking about the snitching and trying to. His name on the prosecution.
Word. So, have you had to I guess, ran into a snitch or had someone snitch on you, or have you ever personally experienced a snitch?
I only rap from personal experiences. I don't rap about nothing that I ain't ever did or will do or have done.
Word.
Yeah.
I know Smith got you one time in it. I mean, like not jail wise, not jail wise, but you know, you got that office snitch, and you got that. You know, there's different forms of snitching. You know.
Huh? Yeah, like maybe you call it dry snitching.
I'm lost.
You ever had somebody? Don't you say you ever had somebody at the job just snitch on you?
Oh, I mean, shit. I done went to prison because of niggas, but that's what I thought you were talking about. But
no, I was talking about job related. Shut up.
Yeah, I did that too.
All right. So we do got some more music from MC Mac. I'm gonna play another track real quick. I know you just got us at the end of the show, but we still got people tuned in, so we can pop it. This is called Where I'm From. MC Mac right here.
No, Memphis, Riley, Fraser, Razor, bitches, Wayne. No, Memphis, Riley, Fraser, Razor, bitches, Wayne. I'm from a place where them foodies fan made. Where I swag and I lean out the frame. Jewelry showing, we ain't messed about a thing. Big guns and we let our nuts hang. I'm from a place where them foodies fan made. Where I swag and I lean out the frame. Jewelry showing, we ain't messed about a thing. Big guns and we let our nuts hang. Welcome to my city where kamikaze ink and them niggas be trapping.
Yeah.
Robbing, killing, stealing, dealing, staining, and kidnapping.
Yeah.
Yo, it ain't safe around these parts, so you best to keep a strap.
Yeah.
For the young niggas out here shooting to kill, giving eternal nap.
Sir,
you know the name because I brings the noise. Keep them black talents with me, seek out and destroy. M-Town, stand up, yeah, hope you best believe. Unlike you other rappers, fuck them, I ain't trying to leave. Yeah, been around the world, ain't nothing like this Memphis 10. Went in a club, I stay and chose, they hate to see me win. So many came and gone in my life, I'm like, fuck a friend. They only wanted what you got, I murk them with my pen. Six-digit figure home, hater, that's where I'm laying. Fully automatic, partner, those you thought I'm playing. No, Memphis, Riley, Fraser, Razor, get you some. It's either shoot to kill or be killed, nigga.
I'm from a place where them foodies fan made. Where I swag and I lean out the frame. Jewelry showing, we ain't messed about a thing. Big guns and we let our nuts hang. I'm from a place where them foodies fan made. Where I swag and I lean out the frame. Jewelry showing, we ain't messed about a thing. Big guns and we let our nuts hang.
Yeah, we the fuckiest way, turn up down here in Tennessee.
stay fresh to death. That's why I got you bitches talking me. We grit and grind and we don't bluff. Ain't what the fuck you said. You can bet that llama make them stomp or check in at the med. Bust in the Cardi, nigga flexing, throwing up gang signs. Ain't calling screaming, no, no. And yeah, we colorblind. So don't you sex rip slithering snakes. I keep the shovel for ya. Feed your bodies till the hog remains won't be discovered. Yeah, I speak my mind and represent nothing but truth. That's off in person, interviews, or even in the booth. Still smoking, cushion loud, and taking shots of honey too. Say who make it wanna call the ambulance, how we get loose. You ain't from Memphis, you ain't never heard of MC Mac. So like the underboss, Supreme Bean, and I'm stating facts. Not Memphis, Riley, Fraser, Razor, get your son. It's either shoot to kill or be killed, nigga, where I'm from.
Well, them fools be saying, man,
saying, man.
Well, I swag in a leader out the frame,
out the frame.
Jewelry showing, we ain't messed about a thing,
about a thing.
Big guns, and we let our nuts hang. I'm from a place where them fools be saying, man,
saying, man.
Where, if you ain't from Charleston and you never heard of UT1, I'd say that. Well, sorry, so then UT1 Radio Suggestions, UT1. And my co host, Mr. UT1, Mr. Isaac the Dog Man, selling them dogs. Right here, UT1 Radio. We got a live interview right now with MC Mac. We do got a call. We do got a bunch of people called in, but people don't like to press one. But we do have somebody who did press one, Mr. Tragman.
Tragman.
Yo, yo, what's going on with it, Mac?
Man, what's up, man? Appreciate the support, boo.
Yeah, definitely, man. You already know, man. I just got one quick question, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to take up all your time, man. But so what kind of new projects can we look for in the future from you, man?
Man, me and Scam, man, we're doing another Kamikaze Inc. album. And then I got another EP with me and Kano. We already hit him with the Recipe EP, you know. So we coming with the appetizer next. Next will be the meal after that. So, you know, and of course, man, we pushing the merch at the store and, man, we still doing these collabo features and shows and shit, man. So we trying to stay relevant, keep this Kamikaze thing going, man.
Shit, much love, man. Keep up the good work, you know what I'm saying? And definitely we going to be hitting them with some new music and collabs together, too, in the future. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Much respect, bro.
Man, I appreciate the love, homie.
Hell yeah, man.
All right, so we're talking to MC Mac, which is, I guess, the, you know, doing your thing.
That song was awesome, man. That song, I love the track. That shit was hard. I really enjoyed listening to it just now.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Like I said, y'all got to get me down there in Charleston, man, and come do a show for y'all, man, and turn up, come out there and turn up Memphis style with you cats, man.
I mean, we talk some business, man. We got an award show coming out November 12th, man. You know, it'll be a good platform.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. I'm with it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Police.
I'm for sure with it.
I don't know. So, what's next for you?
What's next?
What's next?
All right, we got more likely the new Kamikaze Inc. And then after that, we bring it out the EP, the appetizer with my homie Kano. He's a new artist. I just got on the label with Kamikaze, so we just gonna keep pushing that. Also, check out Mac Yo, brand new album. You know, he's on the label, the North Memphis Veteran, new album on iTunes. Catch all my music on iTunes. Check out my videos on Worldstar, Busters Flies and the Faking Joint. Tune in even on the YouTube at MC Mac channel. That's MC Mac channel on the YouTube and subscribe. Or Spotify me or even Google me. Hell, you know, my history, it is what it is.
All right, I got a question. So you got songs on YouTube. Which song has the most views and how many views does it have?
On YouTube or Worldstar? I think I got 100,000 on 100,000 views on Kamikaze Like the Nazis. We got Inebriated with about 50,000 views and Go to Church Ho, about 20 some thousand. I got, you know what I'm saying, another 20. if you talk about the albums, my solo albums, also check out, you know, some of 3-6 Mafia, Killer Clan College songs, Be a Witness, which has, I don't tell you how many views, you know, the Memphis track off of 3-6 Mafia's album, When the Smoke Clears. I'm on that joint, you know, it's so many, I mean, run down statistics, you know what I mean? But you'll see me.
Any last questions, Mr. Hilton?
I did, but I lost it when you cut me off.
Oh, I mean to. I apologize.
I didn't say you did.
Mr. Trackman, would you still there? Did you have any last questions or anything?
Nah, man. Just enjoying, you know what I'm saying, listening to, you know what I'm saying, this legendary interview on this legendary show. And shit, just chilling back, man. You know, kicking it back, chilling.
Yo, I'm hanging on this brewski and this Getro. Brewski and Getro show.
Oh, yeah. I got my question. You said a love Tennessee, right?
Yeah, man. It is. Yeah.
I know, what's the dude with Buck? He's from, like, Nashville or something, right?
Yeah, we collaborate on that Memphis track that I was just talking about. Yeah, when the smoke is.
Yeah. So, are y'all affiliated with anything else? Like, I mean, because, you know, Young Buck was one of my dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like, when he was doing his thing with 50, and I got a sister from Tennessee, and, you know, she really fucked with him.
I haven't talked to Buck in a while, but that's one of my guys. He's cool, man, and, real cool guy, man. And I think maybe the last time that he was in Memphis, actually with Ball and G and Young Thug, they were doing the video. So that was probably maybe about a year or two ago. So, yeah, but they made Cashville like a second home, you know what I'm saying? Memphis and Cashville. So,
Right. Hey, you got no tours coming up? You ain't coming, you know? Ain't no tours, no Black College, nothing going on?
Man, I believe my homie Trackman is trying to get me there, you know? So hopefully that go cool, and I get to come out and check out some of this Memphis Crunkness, man, and turn up with your boy, you know? And
Memphis got the old, do they have like D.C. got their crunk music, you know, we got our Geechee. You know, Atlanta got their own little style. Is there something different, unique about Memphis that you can tell us that we don't know about y'all club scene or whatever? Something y'all do different that people may not know?
Oh, man. Memphis club scene been wild for years, you know. It's basically the same all over. Of course, you know, Memphis really, you know, started that crunk shit and was really embraced by Atlanta and it kind of spread. But, yeah, man, you know, the scene here in Memphis is, you know,
ain't the same all over because you know you go to DC, they got that go go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know about that go go music.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know? Right.
I should have
down in Atlanta, they got that Vogue shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
this is, my Memphis shit more, street, good shit, art, crunk music,
Right. That's that.
Gangsta rock music, whatever you want to call it. But it's been traffic.
You ain't got no punk shit because of what? 3-6 Mafia, and that Pit Kidder Club, who the fuck was that? That was 3-6 Mafia, right?
Yeah.
That was 3-6.
Them motherfuckers was the original, like, fuck your club up, fuck the scene up, get crunk, you know what I'm saying, type shit,
Yeah.
You ain't got no, that's what I'm saying, you ain't got no song like that on your, do you have an album, or do you just have singles, or do you have an album you're putting together, or album you got together?
Okay, well, like I said, for my history, man, you can just check out my YouTube channel, you know what I'm saying, I got my, actually, 12 albums on iTunes now, solo albums. Not include my Chopped and Screwed versions, And, of course, they're on Spotify. I got the Piranha series 1-5, all albums on iTunes, and Google Play, and Yeah, I also got artists under Kamikaze as well. So, you know, the movement, I've been in this game a long time. You know, I'm able to sell my first. Also, check out the MC Mac store online, MCMACK store online, where you can check out all my CDs, my DVDs, posters, T-shirts, hoodies, Kamikaze, skull caps, OG original cassette tapes. You know, I come from the old days, nigga, when we just rap on tapes, you know what I'm saying? So, 8-track, a reel-to-reel, you know? That was when I first started. So, you know, fans or people that want to know MC Mac's history, you know, you can just, you know, type in the name, you can Google me, and I make my music and merch easily available for the public.
What's that song, dope? What's that song that's extra crunk, you know what I'm saying, that go, if somebody's sleeping and it's time to go to work, they're going to play that song when they're ready to go to work. That song you recommend.
Rest in peace to my homie Lord Infamous, man. You can check that John Altakazi album, one of my favorites out of all my joints. A Hard Not to Kill, Altakazi album. That's definitely going to crank you up.
Word. Okay. Y'all heard that? Check it out.
Oh, yeah.
I just, you know, I like to get in depth, man, for, you know, because, I mean, you got people like me and Felicia who know music, who know you, who knows everything about you. But then you got people out here who's new, you know, you got these young cats who want to know everything about you. So I got to dig deep, brother. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Definitely.
We about to wrap up the show. And, again, I mean, you could always go back and tune in, listen in. We always give an opportunity. You could always call in and be a guest. We'd like to hear from you. But I'm about to end the show with one of your tracks real quick. Again,
okay.
We do this every Wednesday night. Everybody else, 10 o'clock. Next week, we got Carlos Cartel and a couple other people. But 11:30, got to roll. But this is called Kamikaze, Like the Nazis, by MC Mac right here, Geechee1 Radio.
Good job.
Where they go? Like the Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. Like the Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. Like the Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. You hoes ain't drunk, you hoes ain't buck. I think I call your bluff. Where they go? Like the Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. Like the Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. Where they go? Like the Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. You hoes ain't drunk, you hoes ain't buck. I think I call your bluff.
Kamikaze party, drunk and draining off a cutter. Intoxicated, I snatch your body. Just can't be cool with everybody. Bitches fucking throughout my sights. I ain't got my money, must be retarded. Got more excuses than you got money. You thirsty hoes, don't get me started. Yo, throwing them K's in their face. MC Mad, but like my name, make niggas vanish from this place. If you snooze, you lose, you disapprove. I blast them out his shoes. Main objective is to pull the sucker's identity on the news. Had a crew of dudes I thought was cool. Turned out a few was haters. Put you leeches on my record. Consider that I did you hoes a favor. If I miss you, then you lucky. No intentions on me missing. Under boss, I ain't a genie, but this nine gon' grant your wishes. Hold up on it, hear me, don't it? Otherwise, put a stamp on it. You niggas clowning me, wearing a frown and catch up. I don't think you really. Boy, don't test me like no hope for show. I let that burn of smoke. Put the unit to his dome and send them bitches to they home and it's gold.
Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. Like the Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. Where they go? Like the Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. You hoes ain't drunk, you hoes ain't buck. I think I call your bluff. Where they go? Like the Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. Like the Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. Where they go? Like the Nazis, bitches Kamikaze. You hoes ain't drunk, you hoes ain't buck. I think I call your bluff. Where they go?
Run them down, shut them down, break them down like a pound. As it may make it bleed murder when I come around. Like a man looking mean, sipping up a benzene. Kill the scene, vapid clean, Kamikaze. Yep. I mean, hate it when I bought a bitch. Turn her to a classic. MC Mac, Alfie, shit getting drastic. When I'm fucking famous, stretch it out like plastic. Every time we bump on a track, we mash it. Cash is smoking on that crush. And then you know what's in my cup. I'm trying to OD on this money. Bank of America to pick me up. Till then, I'm remaining strapping, giving